who are talking about an information apocalypse. That the information system is going to be broken total. Because AI-generated content is going to be infusing the whole online sphere. So AI-generated content in 2 years, some have anticipated that 90% of the content online is created by machines. So this is, you know, very relevant for the ideal model power. If all the content online, which also Google is approaching in search engine, is made by machines.
But I mean, I'm not so afraid of this because I'm in this apocalypse of information. I mean, I see that happening. I see, okay, like this, maybe internet will be flooded with artificial intelligence generated text. But I think people, I mean, thanks to your talk, for instance, today, people will start to be aware of that. And then what is written will have different values. So we could even put like a score between how much human is something, or you know, if peer re in our in scientific world, in academia, there are peer reviewers that check that this is correct and this is good. And I think that could be, this will continue to exist and will become even more important. And based on that, we could have some different quality of text, and we can distinguish between them. So I don't think it will be an issue in the long run.
It's I think it can be also a positive development, because people might need to be more, you know, critical as never before. And this awareness is also something that young people learn in school today, that they have to be very critical what they are finding online. And this is good. And this is the best, in a way, weapon people have against misinformation, disinformation, hallucinations, whatever, online. But also, I think there can be a positive development in terms of traditional media news outlets. Because maybe we will find social media to be flooded by misinformation and AI-generated content. We might turn to the newspapers and the media outlets instead for getting knowledge and information about what's happening in the world.